Good evening. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. For those of you who are tuning into the meeting of the inner circle for the very first time, I welcome you and pray that you find the inspiration to meet me here every Thursday night. For those of you who are tuning via the World Wide Web, thank you so much for caring to be with me right here than any other place on the planet. And for those of you who are the inner circle, the ones who make sure that you're always attuned to this frequency at this appointed time, I am so grateful and so thankful that you care to be tuned in consistently, and pray that you are always receiving more inspiration, motivation, to be ever more disciplined, to stand in the light of the truth of the all that you are, is this point of the presence of the Absolute. The earth always gives back more than what we can put forward, and we have to learn how to be as life is. And the intelligence of existence has gifted itself to absolutely everything and everyone, and we can all remember when we were children. We can remember the love that we had for those who are our parents, our siblings, our caretakers and whatnot, and to realize that time is moving very swiftly. And we are still children of eternity, but the reality for us is realizing that we come and we'll go. And in the meantime, it should not take us all of our lives to get over the drama, the trauma, the adulteration, and the things that happened during our childhood. So we have to kind of really get to a place and space where in our now moment, we are truly committed to the lineages that we represent. For children are the promise of the continuation of the lineages, but because we have been impacted and affected by an initiative that did not have our exaltation, our perpetuation, our continuance in existence at heart, then we've got to realize that many of us have had to fight to be here. We've had to fight to stay here, and now we have to surrender to the laws that govern us in order to live and to live our best lives. To be in a place and space where it truly matters to us that we are standing and living in the exaltation of life as the promise and the fulfillment of destiny. We have so much speculation as to what this new normal is, and I'm saying that the intelligence of existence has not shifted or changed at all. The sun is still blazing, the world is still turning, everything is still greening and growing, and we're in the cycles of life. But to be fully committed to the exaltation of a full life's urge is what we should be doing, regardless of what hue of people we are, regardless of what our foundation and our beginnings were. Regardless of what is going on, we are having the opportunity to truly take responsibility for what we care to see and what we care to create in our lives, particularly as a community of people, as a global community. And we realize that there is one real eye that truly sees through every eye. And it has set the precedent for the continuation of itself, the consistent unfoldment. To realize that whatever men do, the intelligence of existence is so intelligent that it will continue to unfold and expand in exalting a full effort in its own continuation that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. We are these points of eternity. And coming to that place and space where we realize duty, obligation, and responsibility and perpetuation of the lineages that we represent, that we, as these points of the presence of this Absolute, should be securing the continuation of our lineages, the exaltation of our lineages, to realize that even though many of us are mothers and fathers and grandmothers and grandfathers, and some may be great-grandmothers and great-grandfathers, that the responsibility that we have in securing destiny, the responsibility that we have in protecting our children is great, particularly now. The socialization within the culture that we have come into, been impacted and affected by, has put us in a place and space where there has been illness, that has been foundational. Spiritual, mental, physical, emotional illness. And in order for us to really thrive now, we have to be about the healing. And in order to really heal, we have to really be about the clearing and the cleansing, the taking the time to come to a point and place where we are able to really forgive the drama, forgive the trauma, forgive the abuses that we may have experienced in our childhood, and to come to a point and place where we forgive ourselves for the perpetuation of that which we ourselves have dealt with. There's a saying that hurt people hurt people, and there's a lot of hurting people. And so as these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence, to be supremely intelligent to the degree to which we will take responsibility for our healing and take responsibility for setting the proper orientation for the sacredness of life, the divinity of life, and the sacredness of childhood. Being a child in this world means that you'd have to be some of the most dynamic spirits to ever come across this planet. Why? Because that is the progression. That is the will of existence, that each generation become more dynamic than the previous one. And in the context of where we are as a society, as a global reality, then these spirits that are coming forward now, these young ones and whatnot, we need to make sure that they have as much love and as much conscious cultivation and acknowledgement of the divinity of their being, so that we do not traumatize them. I've been in situations with people and see that everyone has scars from their childhood, and we have done very well to transcend them, transform them, transmute them into that which has allowed us to be better, allowed us to be in a place and space where the path that we're walking upon as maturing ones is still so absolutely blessed and divine. And we give thanks that our parentage, the intelligence of existence, that which we refer to as Mother, Father, Creator, God, Yah, Yahweh, Yahweh, Jah, Allah, whatever we may refer to it as, having the sensibility to really humble ourselves and to open our hearts and our minds to the reality that there are those who are seeing to our betterment, if we would reach for it. And so I, over the past couple of weeks, you know, exalted the divinity of woman and womanhood and last strength, manhood and fatherhood, and now dealing with the reality of the sacredness of what childhood should be. And it is as children that we should really be learning the disciplines of life, that which really secures our foundation, that gives us the capacity to truly grow and to unfold in the light of the ones that we actually are. To learn how to be, is the responsibility of parenting, teaching, showing, exemplifying the discipline, the order, the patience, the striving, the seeking, the application towards development of our talents. Many of us, as we were growing up, we had the opportunity to have music lessons and performing arts. And, you know, we were under a whole nother reality of responsibility in developing as children. And so now we are all benefited by all of the disciplines that so many ones who become musicians and lyricists and poets and authors and actors and whatnot. It all is about the development of our talents, Because the talent is the area through which the Creator, the intelligence of existence, can shine forward through us. And our talents lay foundation for how it is we are able to create value and bring substance into our lives and in our contribution to the world. And for those who don't know what their talents are, it's only because of the cellular oppression that has taken place as a result of the standard American diet that we've been given. But even at this point, to really be about the clearing and the cleansing of the body and the transformation from just being a spirit in the body to being the living God and goddess that dwells and has been completely re-enthroned in your temple is a progression. When I deal with children and have dealt with children over the years, I say to them that there are four prerequisites for getting out of childhood alive. And it constitutes how we all will always be accountable for doing what we're asked to do, doing what we're told to do, not doing what we're told not to do, and learning how to be as helpful as possible. That these are four things, the prerequisites for getting out of childhood alive, are certain things that many have not really gotten. And so they never really truly mature. And so for those of you who are having the responsibility of cultivating children in this now moment, then understand the precedent that we have to set for the true discipline of learning how to be in the world. And to consciously sow the seeds for the care and the conscientiousness that children should have growing up so that they grow up to be the true progression of the lineage. There are so many ones who are the last of their line living now. So many ones who are scarred by the loss of family members. So many ones who are grieving in this now moment. And so the only consolation we can truly have is to really allow ourselves to bathe in the love that they gave us. And even in the disciplining, there was still love that was there. And so, as we see the progression of sickness, illness, and disease as a result of the seeds that have been sown, we are still in progression. And that's why I am always exalting the responsibility that we have to really commit to living, to recommit and commit and recommit and recommit and commit and commit and recommit and commit and recommit and commit and recommit, because it's like breathing. Just because we took a breath last week doesn't mean that we didn't keep breathing. It's the same thing in terms of the commitment. The intelligence of existence is completely committed to us in the blazing of the sun, the spinning of the world, and the beating of our hearts, and the breath that we take, and our being in a place and space where it truly matters to us that we are living to glorify and honor the lineages that we represent, that we are living to really be a part of the progression of us as a global humanity, that we are living to be victorious and triumph over all circumstances and situations, that we are living to be properly oriented in the reality of being these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme intelligence, that we will take it as our duty, obligation, and responsibility to grow ourselves, to really cultivate the sacred and divine core of divinity that is our absolute truth. And to know that as we do that for ourselves, then it gives us the opportunity to add more beauty into the life itself, to be in a place and space where our lives are the inspiration for other ones to grow into greater degrees of their own God and Goddesshood selves. That in this now moment, it is our time to exalt a full effort in our living, our loving, our harmonizing with the will of existence, the intelligence of existence as the children of eternity. To be able to truly understand the phenomenalness, the miraculousness, the beauty of what it is to just be. And to not allow anything or anybody to taint our world for us. To be in a place and space where we are truly, properly oriented in the reality of dwelling in the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence, that which we refer to as Father, Mother, Creator, the Most High, whatever we may refer to this divine and absolute and supreme intelligence that beats our hearts and breathes us, that is the foundation and causation of existence itself. That has to be our orientation right now, because there are those ones who have been sowing the seeds for the divisiveness that has caused so much trauma in our lives as a result of our being divided within ourselves, being under cellular oppression as a result of the diet that we have been partaking of. And when you look at the word diet, D-I-E, and the T that is symbol of the cross that's on the tombstones, then realize that we have all opportunity in this now moment to get over it, to be in a place where we can be completely cleared and cleansed from it, to be in a mindset where it truly matters to us to be triumphant. And as these times require us to go deeper, to reach higher, to be in a place and space where we are consciously caring to be completely cleared, cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, revivified, so that we are standing with life, standing within love, standing harmonized within the laws that govern us, so that we have leverage over the lawlessness. That we are stepping off the path of adulteration, where we are tainted by the shame, the game, the guilt, the blame, and all of that, and taking full responsibility for bringing light and being light in the world. To realize that that's what duty, obligation, and responsibility is, these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence as children of eternity, to come to a point and place where we realize that we are responsible for the consistent and continuous unfoldment, the exaltation of life, the perpetuation of life, and the progression of who we are as a global humanity, as these points and parts of this absolute and supreme intelligence, and that the finality is the infinity. The finality is the eternity. The finality is the endlessness, the consistent and continuous exaltation, and the winning of life and the living who are completely committed to living in the light of the truth of the all that we are. As these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence, which nothing and no one can have victory over, because we are all these points of it. And there is purpose in existence in the exaltation of that, in the harmonization with that, to be in a place and space where we are truly unfolding and maturing on the path of conscious immortality. To be under a system that is a death culture is a detriment to everything and everybody. But to be in a place where we can be in the world and not of it, to be in a place and space where we can transcend the thought of it and being influenced by the greater inner urge for not just survival, but the harmonization and surrender to the absolute truth and the absolute reality. That's why we were told to know the truth, and the truth would set us free. the truth of the divinity of existence, the miraculousness of life, the reality that we are having the opportunity to be co-creators in existence and to take responsibility for creating and bringing forward the greatness of the ones that we actually are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme presence. And to be supremely present and to be integritous with this presence in the exaltation of love and creating the virtues of character that are consistent with who we are as these points of this presence. Our now moment requires that we set a new precedent for who we are as men, the progenitor of lineages, and wombed men, the perpetuator of lineages, and to know that none of us can be authorized, licensed, certified, degreed to be undermining ourselves or to be in a place and space where we can just manage disease, that we can be employed by the death culture and then survive it. And so for those ones who are on a world-conquering rampage, for those ones who have invested so much of the currency, the paper currency that has been generated through their ideas and whatnot that we have all partaken of, and then they have an objective and an agenda for depopulation and genocide. For those ones who have invested so heavily into the death cultures, the meat, the dairy, the eggs, the chicken, the fish, the alcohol, the tobacco, the sugar, the enslavement, the incarceration, the prison industrial complex, the military industrial complex, just to understand that we have participated and contributed to these things, and where we have been permeated and penetrated by these things within our own body temples, that we are now having the opportunity to separate ourselves by liberating ourselves, by clearing and cleansing, by exalting a full effort and a full commitment to live for the honor and the glorification of life, to become the true vehicles and vessels of absolute love, absolute light, absolute wisdom, and absolute truth, to be in a place and space where we are reversing any issues that may have crystallized in our tissues as any dis-ease state from AIDS to zits, to know that we're in a now moment where we get what we ask for and apply ourselves to. And we give thanks that the ingenuity, the genius, the intelligence of existence has gifted us the capacity to always triumph over any circumstance and situation, that everything can work towards our greater good because it allows us to go deeper in the effort to exalt a full living, a full effort in our living. But we cannot continue to undermine ourselves and undermine our children and undermine our lineages and be a detriment to ourselves and be a detriment to our children and be a detriment to anything and anybody and survive it. And to think that death is the natural culmination, finality, eventuality, destiny, and fate of what it is to be human is to have, say, drank the Kool-Aid, put yourselves in a position where you have been following the distortion, because we are already immersed in eternity. We did not come up out the earth. We've come to the earth through the wombs of our mothers, sparked by this divine sacred fluid from our fathers. And we're immersed in nothing but the divinity of existence. And right now, we are being called to remember that life is school, and to master this realm requires the care to master ourselves and to cleanse ourselves, to consecrate these bodies through the purification as the temples for the re-enthronement of the true spirits of the living gods and goddesses that is our absolute reality. So the desire to be whole, the desire to be cleansed, to be healed, the desire to walk the exalted walk and path, the desire to be victorious and triumphant over situations and circumstances, the desire to be harmonized with the will of existence, the intelligence of existence, and to serve the purposes of that which we refer to as the intelligence of existence, the creator of all, the absolute and supreme being. This is where we get leverage over any and all efforts to have us discontinued, to have us in a place and space where we are submitting and surrendering to the darkness, to the wickedness, to the sinfulness, to the violation and the violence, to the sickness, the illness, disease, and the death. It is our now time to claim our victory as the children of eternity, caring to be all we were born to be, vivid in full self-expression as these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence, to be supremely intelligent in the exaltation of a full effort and a full life's urge on a daily basis, thinking the thought and doing that which facilitates our oxygenation, hydration, mineralization, alkalization, cleansing, purification, opening up all channels of elimination, and truly nourishing and cultivating the divinity of our beings so that we are serving life and love and honoring the laws that govern our continuance in existence as the children of eternity. You're in tuned to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal. Good evening. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. For those of you who are tuning into the meeting of the inner circle for the very first time, I welcome you and pray that you find the inspiration to meet me here every Thursday night. For those of you who are tuning via the World Wide Web, I am so grateful that you prefer to be right here with us than any other place on the planet. And for those of you who are using your phones and radio apps towards your greater good, thank you for being that wise. And for those of you who are the inner circle, the ones who make sure that you're always attuned to this frequency at this appointed time, thank you so much for caring to be present. And I pray that you are always inspired and motivated to donate to WRFG for what you're receiving, and that you are caring to apply the truth that your spirits are registering into your life so that your life becomes ever more of all of that you would have it be. But also, I am here to remind us that we are always so blessed with each and every breath and every beat of our hearts. But there is a need for us to consciously care, to really cultivate and develop ourselves, to invest in ourselves, to liberate at the cellular level so that we have the opportunity to live
greater lives in the fullness of ourselves, as opposed to our just living and working and eating and sleeping and basically dying our lives, as opposed to exalting the fullness of the gifts and the blessedness of our being as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is supremely intelligent and ever-present, always pervasively filling all spaces. And for our knowing that in this now moment, as other ones are gearing up and working their plans and planning for us to fail, we have to consciously care to do everything that is truly in our own best interest, to stand up, to raise up, to consciously care, to walk in the light of the truth of the all that we each are as points of absolute and supreme intelligence, and to know that it is okay and it is all right and it is very necessary for us to function supremely intelligently, to know that that is our gift. And we will never have a greater time than the now to self-actualize, self-realize, be harmonized in the will of existence, to exalt a full effort in our living so that we are literally taking responsibility to reverse the issues that are crystallizing in our tissues, that we care to really represent the lineages that we have come through in the establishment of this eternal order. And to know that there's nothing that we can gain from working on behalf of the corporate deities of death, except sickness, illness, and disease, because there is absolute law. And the absolute law is that we should be consciously caring to fulfill destiny, to master ourselves, our minds, our thoughts, our emotions, to truly do that which is consistent with the will of existence in the progression of us as a planetary people, as a humanity of people, but on behalf of Mother Earth and all of her creatures. And to see that people are just building and building and building tighter and tighter and tighter in smaller spaces, but up higher and higher and higher without doing anything to really strengthen the foundations, the infrastructures, to come to a point and place where we realize that there are those who have combined their resources and money to make more money, but without the thought of what is best. And those who do not care to do everything they can to create a greater wellness, a greater wholeness, will skip steps, compromise, and end up creating more devastation. And so there is wisdom in caring to be able to respond correctly and directly in this now moment as intelligences of existence, and to know that our right alignment with life, with light, with truth, and the commitment to add unto the wholeness, the wellness, the healing of everything and everybody is going to create a much greater wealth and a much greater prosperity than taking advantage of just a capitalistic opportunity to invest in things for money's sake without consciously caring to add to the richness and the wealth of Mother Earth, her creatures, and particularly the populace of the planet. Because there is absolute law that governs life and there's absolute law that governs wealth and prosperity, then it matters that those of us who really care to truly walk in the opulence and the abundance of wealth and richness that we are investing in ourselves and ourselves without creating sickness, illness, and disease. Because we will never have a wealth that is greater than ourselves. And we see how people go for the money, and there's nothing wrong with the money. Money is what it is. It's just how we use it or misuse it that really matters. And sometimes we see that the more money people have, the more money they waste, the more money they have, the more self-destructive they become. And that's why the wisdom would have us invest in the wealth of ourselves first, to prioritize, so that we are cultivating the wealth of our youth and our children. We are consciously caring to develop their talents, their skills, and their abilities to really be on the process, in the process of conscious unfoldment and maturation, as opposed to supporting them and being on the path of adulteration. We've all been there. We know what that is. To come to a point and place where our hearts become heavy because of the guilt, the shame, the blame, the violations, the misuse, the abuse. And our now moment requires us to shift our focus so that we are ensuring the progression of us as a people, that we are ensuring the healing, the wholeness, that we are contributing to the healing of the planet, to Mother Earth, her creatures, to come to a point and place where we are not complicit and complacent and co-conspirating with those agendas that are not in the best interest of anything or anybody. And capitalism could possibly work much better if the people themselves would not be complicit with their own cellular oppression, so that we can outthink the thought that it's all right to provide substances for consumption for children, for pubescents, adolescents, maturing ones, elders, and whatnot, that have absolutely nothing that the body truly needs. No substance, no life force, nothing that the body needs. And to invest so much money in the psychological manipulations and behavior modification that puts people in a position where they feel as though undermining themselves is fun. And that they're not having a good time unless they are undermining themselves and their self. We're in a now moment that requires us to really have an understanding and an understanding that the greatest prosperity and wealth comes with the richness of life in the substance of our relationships, our interactions, our loving and being loved and cared for and respected and validated and treasured and cherished, that there is something much more that we should be applying ourselves to than just materiality, sensuality, sexuality, gluttony, and those things that undermine our whole lives and possibly compromise our afterlives and our eternal lives, to be in a now moment where it matters to us to stand on behalf of life, to celebrate this now moment where we have the opportunity to cast off all of the yokes of oppression, to stand and consciously care to facilitate our own liberation, and not to wait on government, not to wait on education, not to wait on the churches, not to wait for anybody, but to claim our rights and our responsibility and our ability to respond right now in this now moment on behalf of life itself, to really breathe ever more deeply, to understand that we are taking in the very life force of existence itself that beats our hearts and breathes us, that charges us, that gives us the capacity to tap into the unseen realm, so that we are able to bring forward the support of our angels, our guides, our guardians, our ancients, to come under the auspices of our souls, to be in a place in space where we are walking companioned and in the company of angels of light, to be in a place in space where we are being whispered to, we are being cultivated, we are standing and living on behalf of our mutual and collective resurrection as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme presence that is supremely present. And as we are embracing the reality of absolute light, absolute love, absolute wisdom, and absolute truth as the way we really prosper and the way we are able to flip the script, to be in a mindset where we're tapped into the infinity of possibilities and we are coming forward with the solutions to the problems and the answers to the questions and facilitating the greater healing and wholeness that is necessary because of this pandemic of sickness, illness, dis-ease, despair, degradation, violation, molestation, rape, pedophilia, pornography, and all of the ills that put us in a place and space where humanity's and humankind's lives hang in the balance, because there is no way to truly be continued in existence where there is no commitment to the laws that govern existence. And we've taken for granted that no matter what we do, that our outcome will be the same. And we're seeing the evidence of so many ones passing away from heart attacks and strokes and accidents and things because they were not as conscious and conscientious about caring for themselves and their cells. We are under a global initiative that is depopulation and genocide, and food has become the tool of oppression, and then the weapons of mass destruction are the sugar and the alcohol and the tobacco and the artificially colored, artificially flavored, NutraSweet, aspartame-laden, all of these things that literally poison and rob the body temple of its treasures and its wealth and its richness and the integrity and high ethic and morality and sensibility and ingenuity and creativity and gifts and skills of those ones who dwell in the temples as the true spirits of the living gods and goddesses. We are in a place where we need to be redeemed and to come to that place where redemption is something that we apply ourselves to, so that we can be completely cleared and cleansed of the memory of the violations, the taintedness that comes, the low self-esteem and the fear and doubt and inconsistency and contradictions and hypocrisy that undermine our true success in establishing firmly our faith and confidence in knowing how to think and how to work the laws that govern us. And so there's so much time that we spend in generating income without consciously caring to truly spend the quality of time in resubstantiating the mind and the presence and the capacity for thought and the understanding and the understanding of how to work and be in harmony with the laws that govern life. And to see that people will work and work and work and work and work and have less and less and less and less of themselves as a result of it, because they did not get quiet and get still and feed themselves, feed their spirits, feed their minds, consciously care to be harmonized with the soul. The capacity that we have been given for thought, for literally seeing, imagining that which is fulfillment of our desires and needs, our consciously caring to lift our voices and open our hearts and to tap into the reality that we do dwell in the infinity of possibilities, and there truly is nothing that we cannot accomplish. When we care to be harmonized in the ways of existence, the laws of existence, the light and the truth of ourselves. And to know that under a global initiative that is depopulation and genocide, where the churches, the educational institutions, the socialization, the cultures, the governments, everything is co-conspirating against the well-being of the people. And they say, oh, well, they do that for the money. And I'm saying, well, if they were truly about money, if they were truly about wealth, if they were truly about richness, they would not be launching a campaign of genocide and depopulation against the planet and its people. If you truly care to prosper. And why go through the trouble of building and building and building so much more and so much more when you have generations that are dying younger and younger? And so there's a lot that is going on in this now moment, and we give thanks for all of those who are the light bearers and truth-sayers and those ones who care to respond correctly and directly in this now moment by exalting a full effort and a full life's urge. Taking the time to realize the reality of the eternity and timelessness. Taking the time to be centered, to get still, to master oneself and one's thoughts and one's energies and one's desires, and to really fill our day-to-day lives with love and laughter and harmony and peace, and consciously caring to be poised in the reality of dwelling in the presence and as points of presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. That is the true substance of all there is. It fills all spaces. It's all pervasive. It's designed us perfectly. An hour now moment to claim the perfection of our being. So that we are able to be healed. And this is where wisdom truly starts, in this now moment. No matter how old you may be chronologically in years, the spirit that dwells as our reality and the intelligence that animates us and that is all around us is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. We should be living and thinking and consciously caring to be able to respond correctly in any and every now moment. As citizens of the cosmic, as conscious immortals, as those who are tapped in, tuned in, and always turned up and turned on to absolute love, absolute light, absolute wisdom, and absolute truth as our way to triumph over situations and circumstances, conditions and whatnot, to be in a place where we are always knowing the absolute reality. And in the absolute reality, we all have exactly what we need right now with each and every breath and every beat of our heart, that which is truly essential for our lives, we already have it. It's being provided consistently without charge. And so to participate in a system of capitalization where you have the opportunity to undermine that which beats your heart, to undermine that which breathes you, to undermine your inheritance, your heritage, to disregard and disrespect the integrity of the lineages that you represent, and to ignore the responsibility to truly represent those lineages that we have come through. And when we find that people are careless with themselves, then there is devastation that comes. So dealing with a planet of devastated people, spiritually devastated, mentally devastated, emotionally devastated, then you have the opportunity to create so much devastation. So it does matter that we each are consciously caring to show up and enhance the substance of our own being, and to literally add unto ourselves from the wellspring of absolute light, absolute love, absolute wisdom, and absolute truth that we can tap into, so that we are able to facilitate our liberation and our resurrection as a humanity of people, that we are able to harmonize with the intelligence of existence, the laws of existence, so that we are literally qualifying for continuance in existence in light of and in spite of all of the efforts towards depopulation and genocide. We are in a now moment where it matters what we are standing for, what we're living for, what we do on a daily basis in our best interest and in the best interest of the wholeness of ourselves, our children, our families. Because nothing makes sense if we don't care to fulfill the purposes of being on the planet in self-actualizing, self-realizing, harmonizing with the will of existence, the intelligence of existence, the laws of existence, so that we are leaving the planet having qualified for continuance in existence as conscious immortals, being birthed into the spirit worlds as embryonic gods and goddesses, because we took the time to truly harmonize with the will of existence, the love of being directly, to get our hearts as light as feathers, to literally be bathed in the salvation and the deliverance that is available to us by virtue of how we focus our thought and our mind on things that are exalted thoughts, so that we are able to walk an exalted walk regardless of how low we've been and dwelling in the ditches and valleys of degradation. We can be completely cleared and cleansed and purified from defilement, from our mistakes, from our misgivings, from all of the mischievousness and all of the things that we were socialized to feel entitled to experience because we didn't know what else to do. We didn't have a better example. And cleaning ourselves up after 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 years of violation in the blood from feeding off of carcasses that was saturated with chemicals, nitrates and nitrites and all matters of synthetics, and these things that literally are concentrating and saturating and contraindicating in our brain, in our tissues, in our organs, in our glands, creating the cancers and the lupus and all of the diseases that are affecting our nervous system and our capacity for true liberation, because it is very difficult to hold the proper thought and mindfulness when we are not well and when We are filled with fear and doubt and trepidation and inhibition, and we continue to listen to those who have no clue, and then those ones of us who are coming forward with answer and solution that are really very simple, then you are hemming and hawing about it, dragging your feet to do what's truly in your own best interest, and submitting to surgery and butchery and sorcery and all of the pharmacology and all of these things. So we're in a now moment where you are being urged and encouraged to care, to walk in the light of the truth of the all that you are as this point of this absolute and supreme intelligence, and to come to that place and space where you would prefer to be whole and well and wealthy in the resubstantiation of your own personal presence and the integrity of who you are as this point of the presence of God in that temple that is your body, where you dwell and where you live and where you meet God and where you commune with God and where you come to be able to hear the voice of God and to move with the hand of God. We are in a now moment where this is not about religion, and it is not about anything other than how we can become a restored people to get beyond all of the sickness and the degradation and the alcoholism and the drug addictions and the sex addictions and all of the things that wear away and put us in a place where we forget who we are, what we are, why we are, and to know that we'll never have anything greater than ourselves. It is our now moment to care, to be in the light and the truth and the integrity of who we are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of absolute and supreme presence. On behalf of the whole of existence itself, Mother Earth, Mother Nature, all of her creatures, and the redemption and salvation of a fallen humanity, it is our time to stand as a resurrected people. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal.